Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we... Oh, my God. Because it's a fucking song. I think that's a stupid song that I made.
Hit it.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only. Well, I'll tell you why your brain is going wild this week.
Why? I know why my brain is...
These paint fumes.
See, I told you they're bad.
They're hitting.
They're hitting.
This is going to be a fun episode.
Welcome to New York.
It's been huffing paint for you.
Okay. It's bad, right?
It's pronounced.
It's noticeable.
There is a scent.
If I light a candle right now, would everything blow up?
Probably.
Ugh.
Well, yes, we will be increasingly high throughout this episode.
Is that what that does?
Yeah.
Oh. Eh.
Could be worse.
Like, it smells like fucking poppers in here.
It really does. Some of the toxic chemicals in paint provide an intense high that could be easily attained.
Okay, well, I can take an edible and get that.
Well.
For context, there is construction. They're renovating one of the apartments down the hall.
Uh-huh.
But they've broken a gas line. There's paint fumes.
Yeah, there's these five girls in hard hats and they're hammering away at a at a fucking construction tractor. They're saying something about working from home and it's so annoying. I don't think they know what they're doing. That one girl is just hammering at the tire.
They don't know what they're doing.
But there's fumes because of it.
Yeah, it's been 48 hours. There was a gas leak the other day. All my neighbors were knocking on my door. They're do you smell that? I'm like, yeah.
Huff, Vanna.
So, hope we make it through.
Hope we make it.
This, but anyway.
Well, thank you for providing context.
Yeah.
Back to
Vegas.
I didn't
just spray poppers throughout I'm not a poppers fan, by the way. Are you?
No.
Right?
I'm not.
It makes me nauseous.
They can indulge, just it's not for me.
Yeah, I don't.
But we're doing it now.
Yeah. I have no choice.
Well, it's a fun time here.
Fun time for someone.
Yeah.
Anyway.
In any case, heading back to Vegas. You're my favorite kind of high.
Oh my God, Bob. That David Guetta remix kind of went off. Yeah, I know I don't know if we talked about it, but
Oh, actually, we should talk about it first because it's on the dock.
Oh, Collegians.
We're doing a lot of Vegas this week, and we're starting off. I'll start off with Kelly. Kelly has been doing her 10 nights only residency.
Only 10.
Only 10. Then I'm going home. And she's been switching it up each night, as she has warned. There's a 65 song set list on Spotify. But this last show she did, or at least the one that was on, I believe, August 9th, this kind of outsold. This set list included. And I don't know if all of these are ones that are staples. I don't think so. Don't Let Me Stop You. Maybe. Stuff like that there.
this night kind of won. Of the 10 nights.
If we're talking about in the way that people talk about Taylor's Eras tour, like night whatever 9 outsold, whatever night this is.
I hope that there is some sort of recording.
Oh, Walk Away?
Is that a
staple in this set? I'm not sure, but Walk Away.
I think
away
she
too.
Changed up every single night, didn't she?
There's definitely some that are like constant, but this is a good one just for sure.
She used to do those live recordings that are on streaming.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that maybe we'll get that.
The cherry on top, the greatest thing is stuff like that there, which. I mean, and she sounded pitch perfect the same as she did on American Idol.
The girls that get it, get it.
The girls that get it, get it. This is a historical moment. Shout out to Matt Rogers on Les Culturistas, who did bring it to her face and demand it.
His impact.
Rightfully so. It was a defining moment in queer history.
Oh my God. He commented on my Instagram the other day, and I like,
oh my God.
Had like a little, I was like, ah! I was like, oh my God.
Oh.
Who I was like the Wendy meme where she's pointing at herself, just like me.
There you go. Well, we thank him for his service. We thank Kelly for her iconic rendition of stuff like that there again, which again sounded just like Idol. So good. And to do maybe, don't let me stop you.
I'm confusing as hell.
Ugh.
I'm north and south. Oh, she gets it. Like that song. She gets it.
She does get it.
Ugh, my December. So good.
So, so good. So shout out to Kelly. I'm assuming the residency is ending soon.
Yeah,
or now.
After 10 days.
Yeah, it's got to be over.
Did you know it's only 10 days?
It's only 10 days. And you know who doesn't have that many more days actually for now? And I won't be attending them as of now.
Oh, you're not pressing play? No.
No, I'm not padaming play on this one. Because Kylie Minogue, the tickets went on sale for Voltaire Presents Kylie Minogue. And this was worse than the Eras Tour Ticketmaster debacle, from what I gathered. There was a brutal ticketing situation. I don't blame Kylie, first and foremost.
I do. I think that she should have been sitting there letting in every single person one
individually. Agreed.
Name 5 songs.
They basically used this like Eventbrite knockoff called like Booker something booking. I don't know. It was a flop. It started at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time, which by the way, I was at the dentist and I was actively refreshing while having dental work done. It was like with my sunglasses on in the chair, like refreshing. I'm like, sorry, I have an important meeting. I need to just dial in for. First hour goes by, just nothing. Spent the rest of the day fully just refreshing. There are different codes that people are putting into the Say Hey forums. They're like, if you delete the div here.
The what?
There's a forum for Kylie fans called Say Hey. There's the Pop Justice forums. The forum girls were they were incensed. The forum girls were going to knock down the doors of Voltaire when time comes. They are not happy people. Not that I was either, but. And it would be one thing if I didn't get in, but a lot of my friends did. But I truly knew no one who got in. Like, it was crazy. Eventually, as the night went on, I started to see more people that I knew get some tables. But it was a free-for-all.
It's scalpers.
It's scalpers. It was hellish. And she's only doing about 12 shows across 3 months. So it was like...
Oh, that's limited.
Very limited.
I'm sorry, but like she could interview like every single person. Someone could.
Someone should.
I'm going to need you to name 10 songs.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in. What table would you like?
Exactly. There should have been a fandom pre-check.
I've said this before. We've sent people to the moon. We can't figure out something to get like actual real fans in.
It's true. It was a really bad system. Brutal. Just a lot of my friends still don't have tickets. We're going to figure it out. Everyone's going to figure it out. But now the latest is a reporter from the Las Vegas Review Journal claims that they're going to announce a substantial amount of new tour dates or residency dates. So I think the story is still unfolding, but it was a brutal day and very unlikely.
Maybe it was a stunt.
I don't know.
Or maybe the scalpers got her more dates because they're like, oh my God, the demand.
That could be.
Yeah.
Somebody was unprepared for the level of gay panic that ensued. And it was torturous, especially because in some cases, I multiple times put in my credit card information and it would eternal load and then not go through. So you would get that close.
Well, that's the scariest part too.
Am I getting charged 500 times?
That has happened to me before.
And then some people got an email that said, so sorry, we know you bought a table, but we accidentally oversold because of the inventory during checkout. So we're taking your table back. Oh my God. Just a shit show all around. So we'll see. But I've got my eyes on Voltaire anyway. It's like a new whatever, new event space. All the pictures are only projections. They're renderings of what it'll look like. So we don't even know what it's going to look like. It's quite a gamble for Vegas. It's a gamble. But we'll see. It'll be fine. Everyone's going to be fine. And if all else fails, Tension Tour 2024, assuming it's going to be like arenas throughout Europe, I will be there. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Yeah, a lot of the girls did not get it.
These ticketing things, I just don't get it.
In general, yeah, it really doesn't matter which artist at this point. Everyone's getting fucked. And they even try, I suppose they tried to avoid Ticketmaster maybe by doing this, but it didn't matter.
Yeah.
It's a bad system.
Remember back in the day when you'd get the tickets in the mail?
Yeah, or you'd go to the box office at like the mall.
Yeah. And if you lost those, you were fucked.
Yeah.
Like they were gold. You got them in the mail. No one was touching them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely don't miss that part because that was
I don't very... know. I kind of do.
I don't know.
Because then it removes like the resaleability. It doesn't. It makes it like...
I don't know. I agree there should be some sort of challenge to get the tickets. I think you should have to submit 10 years worth of concert photos of you at Kylie concerts. And then you should like cross molten lava using CDs that you've collected in vinyls along the years. You have to place them down. I think you should go through an obstacle course to be able to get this.
I mean, they do that at the DMV.
They do. They do.
They're like, we need mail.
Uh-huh.
We need to see your electric bill, your license,
yeah,
passport, birth certificate. And then you have to wait in line for 3 hours, tolerate this. Then we're going to give you attitude. And then we'll give you a new license.
It was bad. It was DMV level bad. And she also is rarely ever somebody caught in bad PR or anything like negative. So I also think that was very rare and strange. Nobody's ever dissatisfied about anything Kylie. So for there to be any sort of outrage was like, what is going on? I'm sure they're trying to remedy it real fast. She doesn't have outraged fans or anything like that. So this is...
I thought this was a classy party.
I thought this was a couture experience.
It's called Volataire. It's more like volatile.
Solitaire. It was very volatile. Yeah. 1,000 cap venue, though. That is small.
That is tiny.
And to do only like 12 shows is... A lot of people were going to be upset around here.
For 1,000 tickets a night, you can have a quiz.
I
wouldn't get in.
There should, you know.
That's the thing.
No.
It would keep people like me out.
It would. It would.
And honestly, I don't deserve it. You know what I mean, though? Like,
for 1,000 cap venue, I do think like it should be for diehards for sure.
Like you should be at the front of the line.
But I feel like, yeah, I would hate if it all goes to like high rollers who don't give a fuck. Because that's the thing.
That
like
with Britney.
With Britney. We experienced
like,
that
fucking
too.
Fucking assholes. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. And that's also why I never checked for the tables in the Britney situation, because that was usually high rollers. But it was also like, I didn't need that because we had general floor sections and whatever.
Yeah, we were busy getting doused with perfume.
Perfume. But Vegas culture in general, she's not that kind of girl for me. I don't. It's tables. It's bottle service. VIP. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Over it.
I'll never forget when she, with Britney, rolled her eyes at those old dudes.
Uh-huh.
I was so, I wish, she, oh God, if, she, if her mic was on, they were just like all standing there taking a selfie. And she's,
she would Miranda and Lambert.
Like, literally. And she just rolled her eyes. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway.
We'll see. As of this recording, there are no new dates, but there will be.
Well, Brad, good luck.
Good luck to everyone.
Something will happen.
The other thing is...
You'll run into her at the pool again.
Truly, and I do mean this, like, I've seen her 5 million times. I would be good if everyone else was getting in and I did, like, if I just fucked up and didn't get in. But it's like, so many people I know didn't get in that I'm like, this is... A lot of these people should be at the show. So,
It's what you deserve.
A lot of these people should have their Kylie experience, especially if they don't go abroad to, like, see... You know, the Tension Tour or whatever. I'm still going to be chasing her around the world.
I wish she comes to Madison Square Garden.
I wish. The other part of this is I do think a better deal probably could have been arranged with a bigger capacity venue. Although if she wants that intimate experience, that's one thing. I'm sure she could have gotten a bigger venue.
Oh my God, if it's only 1,000 people, you could all like at the end just like jump on top of each other and perform all the lovers music video.
That's the end of the evening.
Yeah.
I mean, the concept sounds cool. It's not like, it truly isn't like a residency. It's all couches and chairs, but it's meant to be like Studio 54, where it's a pre-show party. Like, it's meant to be like a night out where she is providing entertainment, but you're also like partying throughout the night.
I wonder if the guy who did that new Broadway show, did you see that new Broadway?
Here Lies Love?
Broadway, the one where it's like a dance party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So apparently it's like this innovative design for like a theater.
Yeah, interactive. Mm-hmm. Sort of immersive experience. Yeah,
I think that would be cool. Like if you saw Kylie in that kind of a setting where it's like it moves around the room.
I do kind of think this is what it's meant to be, is like,
I think that's cool,
a party night. Yeah, so I think it'll be great, whoever gets to see it.
see you then.
Well, that's kicking off. Somebody else is gonna be winding down in Vegas, waking up
that's
in Vegas.
What you get for winding down in Vegas.
Play is finally pushing pause. Stop. Or stop. We'll see. I don't know.
I think it might be pressing pause and then play overseas.
Interesting.
She alluded to it, didn't she?
Yeah. That, I forgot about that.
There was like an Instagram story and like very at the end of it, there was like some kind of like, see you soon or something. Like it was something around the world.
All around the world. You know, I feel like this might get a bigger staging touring wise.
I hope so.
So Katy Perry's play is winding down and is supposed to end, I think, the same week Kylie begins in November. So that's coming to an end. But that wasn't the big Katy Perry news this week.
No.
She's on a tear and she's at it again. As if the nun story wasn't enough, we now have a second real estate debacle involving, in a, I guess, a crossover nobody saw coming.
No.
Real Housewives meets
Catherine Hudson.
Catherine Hudson. Real Housewives of Dallas, specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Katy Perry bought a house from a man.
Do you want to read how you wrote this in the
I wrote down, for a quick reference, Katy Perry now killing someone else for a house. Oh my God, it's Cameron Westcott's family from Real Housewives of Dallas.
Allegedly. She didn't kill.
She was locked in
unfortunate timing.
Yes.
From the universe.
Locked in a battle with nuns previously.
Yeah.
For like a convent.
Yes. Home. That like, they were selling the convent, and then the nuns were like, no.
No, Katy Perry, please stop. Then she died. The nun. And then...
That's not funny.
We are not laughing, except now we've got another scenario where somebody does not actually want their home to belong to Katy Perry.
No.
A man who sold his house to Katy and Orlando filed the lawsuit against them, their business manager, alleging he was heavily medicated and not of sound mind when he contracted with the celebrities for a $15 million deal. This would be none other than Carl Westcott, the entrepreneur responsible for companies like 1-800-Flowers.
Which, who knew?
1-800-Daisies?
Oh, no. Certainly not now.
Not now.
Oh.
Signed a contract.
Wilted roses.
To sell his Santa Barbara home to Katy and Orlando for $15 million. But after it was signed, he and his lawyers claim he was unable to review the property contract because he was on several intoxicating, pain-killing opiates at the time, which is also what we're experiencing presently.
Like literally right now.
We should not be signing any business papers at this moment.
And then the photo was like Cameron Westcott from Real Housewives of Dallas, like leaning over. And like Pet Shop Boys Instagram stories were like set, because that's how I found out that it was the connection.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have put two and two together.
Nope.
I can't add that math.
Mm-mm.
Well, my thought on this is like, one, when you're selling a $15 million house, there's a lot of layers there and people involved.
Yeah. I've never done it, like, but I have played The Sims and I feel like it's similar.
Yeah, I just say control whatever C motherload 500 times.
Yeah.
So I think Miss Hudson and Orlando are going to win this one because I feel like, you know, selling a house isn't just like, you know, you press a button and oh, there it went.
It's like months and months of contracts and conversations.
Yeah. Also, if you own 1-800-Flowers, 1-800 buy yourself a new fucking house.
Yes.
Like,
seriously, will this be a plot point in The Real Housewives?
No, because it got canceled.
Oh my God. Maybe they'll revive it just for this.
Oh, could you imagine?
I could imagine. Or they'll at least take the well, maybe they could be an Ultimate Girls Trip offshoot situation. Ultimate House Owners Nightmare.
My God. She could bring her pink dog food.
Yes. There should be like a flipping out offshoot of Real Housewives too, where there should be like a real...
Don't even give them the free ideas. Real estate. They need it.
Real Estate of Housewives.
Oh,
I won't even give it.
Yeah, I don't know how this is going to shake out, but I think I'm Team Katie.
Well, I am just...
For now.
Observing from afar and noticing patterns. I do think if you have a home for sale and Katie comes knocking, you got to run. There's something dark there. I'm so sorry. She needs to build her own home at this point.
She could.
She should. We'll see.
She's like, speaking of The Sims, the Grim Reaper showing up.
I do think.
And you're like, oh no, why are you here? But it's just Katy Perry singing in Simlish. Sure, poor Viento, son of, which is the one she did.
Teenage Dream, right?
Wait, it kind of ate too.
Yeah.
No, wasn't it Last Friday Night?
Oh, it was Last Friday Night.
Yeah.
Neighbor, neighbor, neighbor.
Yeah, it was like a bop.
Yeah, it was. Well, if she comes knocking, take that for sale sign off of your porch.
Oh.
Well, you said you can't add 2 + 2 earlier.
Equals
what
four.
About 1 + 1?
2.
Okay, so you would be able to answer Beyonce when she sings 1 + 1 equals 2.
2.
And she also says on mute because she actually declared a winner in the ongoing battle of the Beehive, known as the Unmute Challenge, when Beyonce performs Energy and she utters the line, everybody unmute.
The concept there is shut the fuck up.
We have discussed it in our live reviews of the show. The girls have increasingly become aware of the trend. They are hopping on the Zooms before the concerts. They're aware of what they should do, but there's always outliers and rebels.
The videos that you have been finding and posting on Instagram of the people filming selfie videos.
And then there's one whoop.
And all of the in unison
every
instant turns.
Head snaps.
You look stupid.
It's so funny.
It's so funny. There's nothing that bothers me more also than the ones who whoop celebratory too early. It's like, just wait until she starts singing again. How hard is this concept? It pisses me off. I would also whip my head around. I'd be so mad. Our section truly did fantastic during ours.
Mine didn't. Someone to the right of me.
Well, she hit DC, and that was that the rained out one? The crazy rained out one?
Yeah.
That was insane. She, by the way, she paid $100,000 for the Metro to run an extra hour because it was delayed. I mean, iconic. And also, what is the state of American infrastructure? Transportation, that's a whole other mess, but that Beyonce has to pay for it so people can get home safely. In any case, she powered through.
My friends were there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They said it was iconic. Shout out to my friend Courtney. She made this, I have to send it to you.
Yeah.
But she did a custom, like she combined the football team and Beyonce, like the Washington football team. I forget what they're called. The colors of their team with Beyonce made a jersey with like really tight short shorts.
Ooh.
And like a boot. She recreated the black Virgo's Groove glove.
Oh.
And then hand stoned the letters.
Ugh.
And it looked so fucking good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, she did it in DC.
I know who was on mute.
Who?
Madam Vice President Kamala Harris went to the Renaissance tour.
That is true. Despite 1,000 memes suggesting otherwise.
I think we should have that conversation.
there was no cackling in the crowd.
The memes of,
oh my god,
not everybody on mute, and they're just like, just like, oh, I don't care what anyone says. I thought Kambla ate in that outfit, like her little Renaissance pantsuit was fucking serving.
She was there. Who was there? This. There was somebody else at Washington, though, that I'm remembering. Anyway, Kevin Aviance has been following around. I've been watching the stories there. Iconic. But, you know, it was a short-lived victory because... Yeah.
They got a website shout-out.
They did.
And now she's going to have to put that to a 404 page cannot be found.
Because ATL got an IRL shout-out. She said...
In real time.
Like, in real time. She said, you won, you won, you won.
And they did, I think.
They did.
I've seen multiple videos.
The videos are really good.
There's a couple mumbled like, you know, like from...
And they were taken back
the
and
nosebleeds.
Shot. Yeah.
Yeah. But
the all things considered, especially like if you're in her immediate Renaissance circle and you're not making noise, then that's what she hears. So that's all that mattered. Because a lot of those videos are from the Renaissance, Club Renaissance.
Yeah.
And there are whoops there. ATL did it. Congratulations. You did it, I think, the best for now.
Yeah. And they got a new, I mean, every night gets a new opening outfit, but that lime neon green. Yeah.
Did you see her say, hey, twin?
No.
There was somebody in, I think, one of the onstage rafters, and she looked over and she's like, hey, twin, wearing the same color. Put that on your resume.
I would faint.
Like, that's it. Beyonce said twin.
See, that's what you have to do. You have to wear something neon or like have a sign that doesn't say happy birthday.
Right.
Because everyone's, as she said at our show.
Or I'm pregnant. Didn't she accidentally almost.
Who cares?
Because she said, people thought she was pregnant. She was like reading signs.
Oh. that's funny.
I know. Oh, but yeah.
Congratulations to all the mothers.
Congratulations to the mothers. And congratulations also to the Club Renaissance attendees in recent days who have noticed a certain security guard.
Oh. The true ha.
The true ha.
I'm going to get tickets to, like, what is she doing? The rescheduled one, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And just, like, charge the stage so I get tackled by him.
The man's name is James Plaza. And funny enough, he was also pictured being Kylie's security at one point. So the girls keep him around. They keep him.
I would too.
He was pictured in a video. He was videoed, rather, doing like a head nod of approval to everybody's on mute a few nights ago. And everyone was like, nobody's paying attention to the mute. Who's that man?
It was DC, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just see him like do a nod and like.
And faster than you could honestly watch the video, they found the photo, they found the shirtless selfies and the Instagram. They ID'd him.
Yep.
Somebody tweeted like, it was a beautiful tweet. It was like, y'all would have found Amelia Earhart if you wanted to fuck her.
Oh,
he was really fucking. And true. Nothing. The Twitter sleuths, if they want to fuck somebody in a half second.
Yep. Didn't he already lock down his Instagram too?
Yes, he did. Because that's like, you might risk your job if you're too known or too loud, I feel like. If you're become like a fan sensation. I feel like that's not what Beyonce wants for your security guard, is to be like...
known.
Yeah.
But everyone knows Julius.
They do. I don't know. I feel like that's stressful.
And like, everyone knows Miss Tina's. Like, she just true. Roams around in the front. Like, and everyone
she does.
Knows
she gets
her,
kicked out of like hanging out with the general crowd.
Yeah. And her publicist too.
Yeah, Yvette.
Yeah, is like mingling so people know.
I get emails from her.
Really?
Yeah, we always ask for permission to use Beyonce's photos first, and she'll just write back and be like, you may use two. And it's like iconic.
Yeah, and you're like,
she writes back instantly too. She's like Tree Pain levels good of a publicist. It's scary because it's like, how many people are you constantly messaging? I'm honored whenever, because yeah, we'll cover like Beyonce new outfit or something like that, and she'll do a gallery of like 10 photos. And we'd be like, oh, we'd love to cover it. Can we use photos? And she'll usually write back and be like, you may use two or three. And we do. And it's a lovely relationship.
I love her Instagram.
Oh, she's so good.
She just like hanging out with fans in the
She seems like genuinely like a lovely person. Very sweet. We stan Yvette.
Yeah. Oh, I want to go see it again so bad.
I know. It's heading around to the West Coast, I believe. LA friends are about to see it while the Eras Tour wraps, which it wrapped with quite a bang and quite a blue bang, to be honest. Did you watch any of this?
I have no choice but to.
It's always there, no
it's
matter
always
what.
Always on my FYP.
My FYP is so Eras Tour loaded. It's crazy. And I will just say, she keeps them fed, stuffed, pigging out on a constant basis. We did talk about the rumors that 1989 Taylor's version would be coming, and lo and behold, it is. There was that absolutely deranged Variety tweet that calculated the exact days from 1989, 2014 to now that they equaled, if you add up the individual numbers, 13.
Was it a reach or was that real?
With her, I can't be sure.
Yeah.
It was also on August 9th, which is 8-9, which was intentional for sure. Because she said that in her ramble. She was like, on the 8th month and the 9th day. Or she did something that like nodded to that. TNN is on it. Because
TNN!
The thing is, because she legitimizes it. She verifies so many of their theories that it's like they're crazy, but she sometimes authenticates those crazy rumors, so it's like they're only going to get crazier. But yeah, this happens to land however many, something in 13 days from the last time it was released. You add up all the numbers, it's 13. It's coming October 27th, and she switched it up on the final day of the tour, which honestly, even though I'm not a Swiftie, I got invested because she popped out in the first blue outfit on the tour that she's never worn, and people were freaking out. If you don't know, her albums are kind of color-coded at this point among the community, and 1989 is like light blue or blue.
Interesting.
Yeah. It usually takes from the cover, or it's just some sort of a vibe that they've established, but that one's that for 1989.
I've always thought of it as a light tan.
Oh.
An aged Polaroid.
Oh, see, we'll discuss that in a second.
Yeah.
But then at this point, I was dropping into the Discord Eras Tour section because they pointed out there's a second blue dress. And you're like, well, this is getting crazy. Like, clearly she knows what she's doing. And then when she popped out for 1989 in a blue outfit for that, there's a video of the screams that were emitted around the stadium that are just insane from outside the stadium. And yeah, she wandered out. She knew what she was doing. She knew the signs she was giving. She's like, did you notice some new outfits tonight?
Not really.
And yeah, 2014, 1989 album is coming. Taylor's version. She said, why don't I just show you? She pointed to the back, and there was the release date and the new album cover, which I really don't like.
The discourse about it is wild.
I mean,
I like it. The only thing I don't like about it is the fonts.
Yeah, well,
but I like the photo because it's, I just wish it was a Polaroid. Like, I wish the image was in a Polaroid, like how the other one is in a Polaroid. And she just rewrote TS 1989 in like a.
Yeah.
But I like the imagery of it.
Because
I get it. It's like the birds are like on her shirt, and now she's like setting herself free. So now her and the birds are free.
Well, this was my concept, and I actually thought, I was so sure she was going to do this too. I thought she was going to be holding the 1989 Polaroid because that would symbolize that she has control of it now.
Oh.
Either her having the Polaroid, taking the photo, or holding the actual 1989 Polaroid. I just felt like one step outside of it would have been like, and now I control 1989. But that's good too. I just, the cover doesn't give me the vibe of the album at all.
No, it gives me beach.
Her job is beach.
Yeah.
And it, yeah.
But she set those seagulls free.
She did. They're squawking.
Yeah.
And we're going to get 5 new vault tracks, which she said are her favorite she's ever done. And she can't believe they weren't on the album. She, in her blurb about it, she was just like, this is flat out my favorite re-recording and my favorite songs. I can't believe they weren't on the album. I bet they're going to be amazing.
I can't believe that you knew that they weren't going to be on the album, Taylor. Okay, come on. You're adding up like 1 + 8,009 on August 9th in the year 2015 plus 400 equals this. I'm pretty sure.
Divided by the square root of Harry Styles.
Literally, I'm pretty sure you know what you're doing.
I feel, speaking of him, I'm pretty sure she'll do Style featuring Harry Styles. I feel like that's going to be one of the gags.
Oh.
I think there's going to be, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But, I mean, this was one that I was part of that era. And, you know, it came out and everyone really enjoyed it. We all.
Oh, same.
I feel like everybody was into it. So
I can confess something about 1989.
Uh-oh.
So I downloaded the leak of it back in the day.
Yeah.
But I was so stupid that I forgot to change the song titles because it was like from a another country.
Oh, no.
So the songs were all listed as like, and it was anyway. So Portuguese, long story.
Was it Brazilian?
It was like Portuguese or Brazilian. And for the longest time, I thought some of the track names were like those words.
Wow. She's really in her Brazilian era.
Yeah. And then like anyway.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Okay. Well, maybe she'll do that for her Brazilian fans. You never know.
She should. Could be a good idea.
Yeah. Take the idea, Taylor. But this was obviously a huge pop culture moment. It gave us Shake It Off, Blank Space, Style.
Welcome to New York.
Welcome to New York. How You Get the Girl. Other songs that I really like from the album. Clean, obviously. Yeah. And what I think is one of her best songs, New Romantics.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Wonderland, I really like too.
I think it's her best album.
Yeah. She's got different flavors. I really, really did have a moment with Folklore in the pandemic. But yeah, I mean, pop-wise, it's kind of that.
Yeah,
girl.
Mine is Shake It Off.
Your favorite Taylor
That's like
song?
Her Pretty Girls.
Like you like it?
No.
Oh, yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you said minus.
Her best album.
I thought you said minus. Oh, I thought no, like your favorite was
subtract.
Shake It Off.
No.
Shake it out. Shake It Out.
Yeah. But like it's funny for what it is.
Yeah.
And it is a bop and I know every single word, just like I do with Pretty Girls, but right. Like I would remove it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Now the real
She's gonna go number one again.
Oh well, undoubtedly, yeah.
Probably through the end of the year.
Yes. Yeah, people are clear on their schedules.
Yeah, I
for
am.
Sure. Yeah. The one interesting thing is Max has already confirmed that he's not part of the re-recordings. Like, this has been, like, a very Jack Antonoff-heavy situation. So I'm pretty sure
he
won't
have to be.
He won't be part of, like, these new productions. So that'll be interesting.
But wouldn't he technically still get credit because it's remakes of the original?
I think in the writing credits, at least. But I'm not positive on that. I have to check, but...
I took a business course on legality of sampling versus covering and all of that.
And it turns out you're going to jail.
Well, no, but technically, if I published my Janet Jackson remix, I could get sued.
Straight to court.
Yeah, because that's a sample. That's not a cover.
Right.
But if I had someone, like if I went on there and I was like, you're working a pole like that.
It's time for you to get on the fucking mic.
I could.
Mic. You could.
That's legal.
Well, time for you to do it.
All night T. Kyle's version. Working like you're working a paw.
There she goes. But
anyway.
Yeah. So 1989 is coming. You're never going to hear the end of it.
No.
Congratulations to the Swiftie community for being so well fed throughout the years. This is still only the third to last re-record. She's still got Reputation and self-titled debut.
She's going to save self-titled for last, I feel.
I feel too. And I also wonder, because that's like...
That's like an epic way of wrapping it up.
Yeah. Somebody said all she has left to do is take back her name and her reputation. Get it?
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Right.
That's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it? I get it.
Yeah.
Reputation is so good too. Ew, I'm a Swiftie.
I wonder, just because debut is the, I would say like the least known one, just because she wasn't a superstar as it came out necessarily in the same way. I wonder if she'll like bundle that with Reputation. Like, do you drop them both?
Nah,
probably not.
I would do like a little bad girl reputation moment and then like wrap the Eras Tour. The
full
final
circle.
Yeah, the final moment of the Eras Tour would be self, like the original
debut.
Right.
She'll probably end up recording with like the people who inspired her too. Like, I bet you that'll be like reaching out to legends who inspired her to start music.
Ooh.
I got lots of theories, but yeah, I'm just like teeing on.
I know. Those spring dates, there's going to be like flashes of red. And oh my God, they could put the snake.
Yeah. Well, Reputation is a black heart. So that's black. And then red is red. You know, there's a concept. And then Debut is green.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So now you know.
I'll be on the lookout.
You won't miss it.
For those flashing lights.
Yeah. Well, that could cause epilepsy. So. And now it's over for now, for a few months anyway. Eras Tour wrapped up, US leg, international incoming, and then a little rendezvous for round two in the US in 2024 through like Thanksgiving 2024.
I hope we make it.
Hope we make it. Well,
anyway,
Taylor debuted some new outfits on her last night of the Eras Tour.
She did. Gowns, beautiful gowns. Literally, though.
Like, literally.
She spilled with that. I'm sorry. But
great,
like,
gowns. Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns. Well, speaking of, I think it's time for a little segment. Oh, she really ate her up. that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Okay, so Beyonce again, but like, you all know that.
Oh,
everyone knows it. Everyone sees it. I feel like I don't even need to say it anymore.
Yes,
but
the Renaissance looks
just every week. Although S-tier. You know what, I was watching an old Wendy montage that went out. There's a YouTube account called Offensive Tea. Have you seen that one?
Maybe.
Okay, they do montages that are edited very meme like.
Okay.
And there's a clip of Wendy dragging this, one of the looks that Beyonce did. It was like a blazer bedazzled with a formation hat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all like, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen, blah, blah, blah. And then Wendy clocks Suzanne and is like, oh, says the woman wearing a wrinkled blouse and a jean skirt. But like, anyway, and that's when she does the, she's like, clap if you think that Beyonce is a fashion icon.
Oh,
and there's
okay,
like that... three people that clap.
Oh.
So it's funny to me now that like, yeah. Anyway.
We're here now.
Yeah. So go look that up. It's very funny.
Yeah, that was a continued triumph, the Renaissance Tour. My shout out is going to a collab between British Vogue and American Vogue for the September 2023 issue, the big...
This is a place for legend.
Super fashion issue. I couldn't think of anything more fitting for high fashion editorial than actual legends only.
Come on, Vogue.
Literally, in celebration of the icons, the original supermodels, Naomi Campbell, Linda Evangelista, Cindy Crawford, and Christy Turlington, together for Edward Enfield's final... September as editor-in-chief before he leaves British Vogue, and in collaboration with Anna for American Vogue, the ultimate pairing, the reunion of the legends themselves. British Vogue cover outsold, no surprise there.
As always. I feel we just don't have taste here.
We really don't. Even when it's like the same subjects, it's like still they flop. They just, yeah, but... Very grateful for British Vogue and Edward Enfield's creative direction and strategy for the magazine. It's just, it's been miles ahead of American Vogue. And I say this as somebody who exclusively wears tank tops from Amazon, that I think I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, so, same. I'm in sweatshorts and a shirt from Old Navy.
So, but yeah, and it was iconic to see them all together, and even better to see them in the video snippets that have been coming out, the interviews. That's been really cool to see them interact. I would have liked an even more epic staging, but it's fine. More than just like a blue background.
Yeah, it is very simple.
It is.
But
those are the girls.
Yeah, legends, like actual.
They came together. And yeah, I do like the headline on the American Vogue, the greatest of all time, like, period.
Facts are facts. Mm-hmm.
And similarly,
oh,
of equal caliber.
Speaking of the greatest of all time.
Yes.
Hey, hey, you. You wanna be a model? No way.
Uh-huh.
Avril Lavigne on the cover of Grazia, which doesn't that mean thank you?
Yeah, but also it's Grazia, Bulgaria.
Oh.
Which is even more iconic. And the headline for that is Avril Lavigne slays it all. Which,
well, she is.
Yes. Whoever that is. I don't know, actually. This could be Melissa, but Melissa is serving, if so. She is giving you
high fashion.
Yeah, that was it for the fashion. There was nothing else fashionable about this week. I never really.
Oh, speaking of the world, I also have a notes app apology that I wanted to correct.
Which country did you offend?
Antarctica.
Okay, continent.
Yeah. But I got confused, like, north and south. But what I meant was, I made a comment that, like, Antarctica was, like, up north by Norway and, like, Iceland and Greenland.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay.
I meant it gets colder at, like, the poles.
Yeah.
Is what I meant.
Got it.
And I just happened to say that, like, Antarctica was north when it's south, but I know that.
The penguin community has canceled you. I'm so sorry to tell you.
They came for me.
They did. There are outraged little penguins marching down the hallway.
They said, nip, 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 nip. And I said, you know what? You ate me up.
They really did. And now they're huffing paint next door.
Literally. And I said, well, enjoy that little iceberg while it lasts.
Yeah, exactly.
So
float on all the way around to the North Pole. See Santa.
Be glad that you can swim, because I know those wings don't work, sweeties. How about that?
Your ongoing beef with penguins.
I think penguins are so cute.
They're so cute.
Bucket list item is to see puffins.
Mm. You've never?
No.
Oh, like not at like an aquarium or a zoo or?
No, not with my eyes. Like, I've seen photos of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to. They're silly.
Anyway.
Your eyes have been busy scrolling TikTok.
They have.
Which is why it's time for a segment we like to call
TikTok Talk.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. And I need you.
There is another robot doll. Although she is not wreaking terror.
Yet.
She is spreading bops.
1,000 miles.
Around San Francisco.
Yes. There is an animatronic traveling down the street playing Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 Miles.
Mm-hmm.
It is in San Francisco. And I think we have confirmation that she did, in fact, meet. Yes, she did.
She did. She has met it.
Vanessa has met her Muppet. The large animal on the piano is Gizmo the Owl. And she has a video of her interacting with.
It's so cute.
It is. This is her biggest claim to fame on TikTok officially. I'm looking at Vanessa's page. 311,000 views on that. Nothing else is coming close.
It's what she deserves.
She needs to collab with this Muppet ASAP. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. It's very cute, actually, to look at. We also had some very, very high-quality episodes this week.
We did.
Fellow podcasters, as we work to create our pod union, our gay pod union.
I'm retiring. Honestly.
The FAG union?
Yes.
Yes.
FAG AFTRA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, FAG AFTERS?
Yeah.
Is what we're calling it.
Correct. Yeah. Shout out to this week's Very Delta.
Oh my God. This week's rant was top tier.
I mean, it broke the fourth wall.
It did. The producer interrupting.
He's on LinkedIn right now. He no longer has a job.
I love that they kept it in.
Me too. It's fascinating.
Because then Delta gets so irritated that the rant really is like on a new level and just steamrolls through.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so good.
Yes. Delta was discussing serving, plating.
Yeah.
Applebee's.
It's Delta Work versus Applebee's.
Yes.
Right now.
And the producer had the gall and gumption to interject and say,
just get into
Let's get into the point. Yeah,
and she's like,
This is the point. This is what I do.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. Yeah. This was, what was funny about this is, like, for me as, like, the producer, editor, and obviously, like, I'm talking on the mic right now and the soundboard, this is, like, what I hear in my own brain.
Yeah.
Like, the producer in me is like, oh, what was that? Or, like, fix that. Or this audio thing sounds off. And then the other side of my brain is like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So I felt this on an emotional level.
I get it. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, the producer should know that that is the whole point of the Delta Rand. So it is shocking that he wouldn't just cut it out. I guess he wanted to go home. He wanted to go watch Oppenheimer also. So I get it. But she did not take kindly to it whatsoever.
Nope. I'm not the editor.
She also said something else that, well,
shake tits and go crazy.
Thought of you immediately.
What's funny about this, though, is the context of her saying this is, like, not what I was expecting.
Nope.
So I saw the quote on the teaser.
Yeah.
Because they tease on Instagram.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so ready to see how she uses this in context. But the context of it was that she was going to Applebee's at 11 in the morning and did not want to be at a high top table at the bar. She wants to be seated. And I'm like, you know what? I agree with this.
Absolutely. But the way she described it was, you know, it's 11 a.m. I don't want to, you know, shake tits and go crazy.
It's 11 a.m. I don't want to go bounce up and down like, eh. Oh, I felt this so much.
In fact, you felt it so much, you put it to a beat.
Oh my God, I did. I played Brad something earlier.
This is actually going to go off.
I think it kind of does go off.
It absolutely goes off. I feel like you're having another keep on serving Kvant, if I'm being honest.
Oh, that's a high bar to hit.
I know, but I do feel like it's, as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh.
There's something there.
Why don't you tease the girls?
Should I?
Just a little.
It's in my drafts.
I mean, that's honestly a club song.
That's the one without the bass line that I added. Yeah, she's a producer.
Everyone bully him to
I'm
release
not the
it.
Editor.
Everyone bully him.
Yeah, Brad showed up. I'm like, oh, look what I was just working on. Shake tits and go crazy.
Love it.
Oh, I really want to talk pet peeves with Delta Work because I've had some this past week.
Yeah, what
do you want to see me go off?
What are your pet peeves?
I had a really big pet peeve this week.
Okay,
so I don't know who raised people, but when you're exiting an establishment and you see someone stop and hold a door for you, you say thank you to that person for holding the door. It does not take that much time.
Yeah, and if you're Rina Sawayama, you hold the girl.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
The other day, the door that I was holding was so heavy, which says more about me because I'm weak. Okay, I get that. But I saw this man struggling with things in both hands. So I stood there, I opened the door, held it. I'm like looking at him to see that he knows, like, blah, blah, blah. Just walked right, just whoop. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You're welcome. And then I'm like, what am I becoming?
You know, that also reminds me of Wendy on The Masked Singer,
no one opens the door for a native New Yorker.
Yep.
I do.
Exactly.
Because I was raised that way. People don't have manners.
They really don't. You two would really go off.
Yeah, that's my pet peeve is people who don't say thank you for things that are, like, really easy to say thank you for. Mm-hmm. People who are rude to waiters.
That's my number one.
Is a really big pet peeve.
Yeah, that's my, like, number, well, there's many red flags, but on a date, if they're at all rude to the wait staff, it's over.
Oh, done?
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. But I don't want to be one of those, like, people that becomes, like, jaded by society. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still going to try to be nice.
You won't let fame change you.
I will continue to open doors and hold doors for people, even if they don't say thank you, because that's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing. It is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You must do it. Well,
is that a bad pet peeve?
What? The holding the
is
door?
Is the problem me?
I don't think so. I think that's a common one. Yeah. I'm trying to think of mine. I don't really, I kind of glide through the city in a trance listening to music, and I don't recognize things that are happening.
That's where, so like the devil on my shoulder was like, slam it, don't hold the door.
Slam your body like, down
slam,
and wander.
Yeah, slam around. The door shut. Then the angel was like, you know, everyone's really going through it right now, and that person probably had a really long day, and they're coming to this establishment to get something, and they just want to go home, and they weren't paying attention, and so they just saw that the door was open and just went through the door, and yeah. And so then I was like, I felt guilty about being mad for like a split second, you know?
Yeah. It's not one of mine, but I get it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's nice to say thank you to people. I think that's pretty generally agreed upon.
Or just like smile.
An acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. What are my bad beats?
Also, the other day in Central Park, I have a comment to make about the bikers.
They're out of control.
Central Park. Out of control. This is Central Park. This is not the fucking Tour de France. Okay? Mm-hmm. There's a stop sign. When the red light goes up, that means stop.
Yeah.
So stop.
The bike lane is a war zone in this city.
They're like speeding through and then as screaming at people.
And Just Like That season two. No spoilers, but it is a plot point.
Oh.
Mm.
Wow.
You got to look because you never know.
No, they do not stop.
No.
And then they'll scream at you for going
maybe
when
you're
it says
the problem.
Walk.
Well.
And I'm like, last time that says walk. Mm. And there's like little old ladies trying to cross. And then this fucking man going 400 miles an hour through Central Park like he's a fucking.
Lance Armstrong.
Whatever his name is, yeah. Ugh, and then I'm like, oh my, if I just stuck my foot out, you know?
It would hurt. But then
just
you'd
like, you know.
Have
just,
your foot injury all over again.
Literally. I was like, I thought it though.
You did think
I was like, what if I just stuck my foot out on that stupid fucking bike? That'll teach you to go through a red light again, and I'll have no leg, and it will be worth it. Yeah. Just a little pet peeves though.
Yeah. Doing a little of frying the small fish here as well.
Just like thoughts that I have. Yeah. I feel empowered to say them on here.
I get it.
Through Delta work.
I can't tell if it's a problem that I don't care about anything or not.
No, it's actually great.
Yeah,
that's,
I feel like that's probably
the
fine.
Key to happiness.
Yeah.
Is to not care, honestly.
Yeah, no thoughts. Head empty. I don't think I really do get riled by that. I just don't like... I guess I don't like, you know, the pushing and shoving when we're out for a club night. You know, I don't like... We've had our moments when we're trying to exit and people are rowdy, but it's always, alcohol is always the reason.
Yeah.
Or other substances. That'll always be my pet peeve, but that's different.
I think we do our best. I think we're...
I think we try. Just like Pink getting shot out of a stadium. You got to get up and try.
Oh my God.
You got to twirl from the rafters.
Oh, know what I felt guilty about too this past week? Remember we went to dinner... And the music.
Oh, it was so, so loud.
And I felt so bad, like, asking.
Yeah, but you didn't do it in a weird way at all.
Okay,
you
was
were just
I weird?
Like, no.
Okay.
It was weirdly, like, loud. It was It was like they were overcompensating for the fact that there were three people there that night. Because there was nobody there, but they were playing it like it was a fucking club. It was,
yeah, I was like, oh, I, like, physically
it was
might
weirdly
have to leave.
Loud. Okay. Like, it was... bizarre.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think
I was like, ew, am I becoming a Karen?
No.
I'm complaining about people running red lights.
You were just like,
is
it possible
music?
To maybe turn it down just a slight bit? Because we couldn't hear each other.
I was being helpful to them.
It was like more than a gay bar loudness. Mm-hmm. And it was like, let's be serious. It's not even like it's a crowded restaurant. That was a weird moment.
Okay.
But it wasn't because of you. That was an odd choice of volume level.
Agreed.
Yes.
I also think I saved the table that was adjacent to us,
yeah.
The woman heard me ask, and then I read lips and saw what she was saying to her husband. So I think they
read
stayed.
My lips, you bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So I was like, see.
Yeah.
Ambiance. I'm just trying to help.
Yeah. It was also out of character.
Yeah.
It wasn't normal.
Not a character.
It was a rare form.
Rare form.
It was unseasonably loud.
At the end of the day, I truly don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I just really don't.
Me explaining how I move through this world. It's true, though. Well, speaking of music and volume, we should turn it up because there's some bops to discuss.
There are. Well, speaking of TikTok.
Uh-huh.
This TikTok smash...
Yeah.
SoundCloud smash.
Mm-hmm. Unofficial mix turned official.
Turned official is now out.
Yes.
It is Casso X Ray X D Block Europe Prada.
Now, this song, this sound is everywhere on TikTok.
Hey!
It's very much, the prompt seems to be you kind of put the phone down and show off your outfit, or you're out at the club for a few minutes, seconds, and it's like giving main character energy is like the vibe.
The girls are, it's like they influencers are traveling the world, serving.
Yeah. The song is giving Euro Club at 3 a.m.
Yes.
It's summer nights. It's vibes. And as far as I can tell, I believe this is a remix of a song from 3 years ago.
Yeah. It's got some date to it.
It does. And it's Ray, once again, who just cannot, she's incapable of not writing a hook. Like, she's just, it's always a fucking hook. I love her verse in it, too. Like, feel like I'm in Prince's house. Something about the walls being purple. I'm like, okay, go off. Prada. It's not even originally called Prada, but that's what the remix is called. I'm into it.
Same. Very, I mean, they were smart to do this because it was racking up to like 7 million views on SoundCloud, I think.
It was
which
crazy.
Is, yeah.
They were.
I think stuff like this is awesome. I mean, we talked about this with the Rihanna Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The producer getting his Rude Boy unofficial SoundCloud mix.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then this for Ray to be like, this is fire. Do you want me to put this out? And everyone's like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. You know what nobody asked for, however?
My opinions on everything?
Yes. And a Kyle Richards lesbian romp.
I asked for it.
You received.
Yeah, well.
Morgan Wade, who is not the country singer.
No, not Morgan Wallen and not Morgan Page.
Not Morgan Page. This is the third one. Morgan Wade. She is a country. Is he even country or just singer-songwriter in general?
I think country.
Okay.
Well, or as Brandy Glanville would say, country music star.
She's been pictured for months with Kyle Richards as a good friend, quote unquote, amid her divorce from Maurizio after 27 years or so. And they've decided to lean in.
Literally.
Literally. With the Fall in Love With Me music video, which I could not place what it made me feel until I ran a Rolodex in my head of like, what is this conjuring for me? Now I know, and it's actually keeping it in the family. It reminds me of the Paris Hilton Carl's Jr. commercial.
Oh my God. Where it's literally the...
It's like campy, sexy, bad,
tacky, but like slay. Yeah.
Yes. So basically, Kyle plays the love interest to Morgan in this, both peeping out the window at each other, falling in love with the neighbor.
Let's talk about the husband.
Fantasy. Yeah.
Everybody has one.
I mean, Kyle's looks in this video, the lingerie like moments.
I think she's eating.
She is devouring.
Well, you certainly.
She's eating something.
She's eating something. Good for her.
I
think she's serving in it.
She absolutely is. We forget she is an actress.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she's doing in between Halloween movies. You know, Morgan, they did like this behind the scenes interview and they claimed that they are trolling the trolls and leaning in. I have no idea, but I do know that she is rich with storyline for next season.
Okay, so here's the thing. I was talking about this with people the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, Kyle Richards is a genius because nobody is paying a single mind to any of the other girls from that show.
Yeah.
She gets to go into this next season. She is the talk of the town.
She is for multiple reasons.
It's all about her.
Yeah.
The other girls, I love ya, but like, who's looking for Erica Jane's residency right now?
Well, the same people who locked me out of getting Kylie tickets, probably. Oh. But
like, I'm not, no offense to the other girls. I'm just saying, like, Kyle Richards.
No, it's her season now.
Is
nobody
owning.
Else made headlines like
yeah,
her?
Own
in the
it,
past.
Baby. It's all Kyle Richards. All eyes on Kyle.
Yeah, it really is.
The Richardsance.
Does that mean, is Kim back too?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, no, who allegedly is back though?
Denise!
Yeah.
Oh, right. She is. Friend
Which, Yeah, I mean,
she heard lesbian storyline. She said,
like, "I'm back.
I've got something to say."
I'm so here for it.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Because this gives her two seasons now.
Yeah. It's like the season of the things that happened and the season reacting to the season of things that happened. That's an easy two-season order for her. You're right.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. She found her plot line because I will say for many years, I think she's been criticized as being safe and fine and not having one necessarily, like on the scale of the other girls.
Yeah. Like or that she kind of like stirs the pot and then kind of gets away with sitting
right,
back.
Because her own life is not really bringing the drama, like as far as her doings.
Right.
Yes, she stirs
the
pot.
It was in the beginning. And then she kind of was like, but now it's all about her.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this video is wild. You should watch it. It's a weird lesbian fever dream.
Yeah.
It really is crazy. Just that she's doing that at all. I wonder if Paris has seen it.
I'm sure she has.
I'm sure she has. Most of the cast. I mean, the cast is going to have to react to it.
Oh, Kathy's reaction?
Now, are cameras up for them or it's done? I think it's done, isn't it?
No, I think cameras are down.
Okay. Well,
so they're not getting any of the good shit. Although they could pick up because they...
Yeah.
I mean...
Who knows?
Like Salt Lake City, they picked up cameras for Jensha.
Yeah.
Jersey picked up cameras for certain things.
Oh, which is actively filming season 11. We're getting the paparazzi photos every day. There's some talk of Ariana and Katie and like something Lala is like the villain or something.
Oh, love a villain though.
Well, they have to have some sort of conflict because they all came together against a united, you know, evil in season 10, the finale. So like it can't be all sunshine and rainbows for 11, surely. Somebody's going to be sympathetic to Sandoval, I feel. Or somebody's going to be like, well, Ariana, you're not perfect either.
Oh.
That's my guess.
Look at you, story producer over here.
Well, I think at this point, I've seen and heard enough.
Yeah.
And I know that there's no way you're going to just have a celebratory season.
No, you can't. That's boring.
Exactly.
You need a villain. That is my unpopular opinion, because I always champion a villain, and people assume that I'm like agreeing with or condoning their behavior.
No, but there's no story without some
contrast,
adversity.
Yes.
Danielle versus Teresa kept us fed for years. Still does.
Next time you shush me, I'm just going to get louder. Ugh.
This bitch better.
Iconic.
So I feel like something will shake out from this. Maybe they'll have a few episodes of like, we did it. Like we've cast him out, but
Girls Trip, Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my God. Sheena.
Know what Girls Trip I want? Gallery Girls reunited.
Desperate for Gallery Girls reboot.
Now they're in their mid-30s.
And Princesses of Long Island.
Oh my God, Princesses of Long Island. What are you saying? Ugh. Did I ever tell that story about how she sent me an email and was like, can you please take me off reality TV gifts because I don't want to be on... Yeah.
No. Did you do it?
Yes, I did.
That's nice of you.
See, look at me.
You respond to some cease and desists.
Yeah. Well, I had no choice. I responded to both.
Yes,
yeah.
That's true. Yes, both.
That's the thing. We like to have fun, but...
Until we receive cease and desists.
I don't genuinely want to like upset someone's feelings.
No,
like,
no.
Ugh. What else was I going to say about Kyle Richards? Oh, Jeff Lewis. Did you see what he said about her?
I sure did. And then I saw what he said immediately after.
Did he make it worse?
No, he backtracked.
As he should.
He was on Watch What Happens, and he referred to her as a lesbian on Ozempic.
Yeah.
And then hours later, TMZ had cameras on him, and he said, I texted Kyle, that's a friend of mine. I was clearly joking. Obviously, that's not true. So I don't know if she's salty, but I'm not sure if that went over well. A lot of them have already said it, and she's already said that she wasn't on it in a previous interview.
And who cares if she was?
And who cares if she was?
Or if she's not.
Everyone's on it. Lily Allen. Yeah, they're asking a lot of celebrities if they're on it. Yeah.
Lean in.
Lean in.
Lean in the next music video.
Well, there's also a few more songs that came out this week. I want to give a quick shout out to Sigrid, Norwegian Queen, the new song The Hype. Very good. Secret always hits. I'll also give a shout out to Olivia Rodrigo.
Is this the name of the song or is this you writing a question mark?
It is, in fact, the name of the song.
Oh, okay. Because I saw that and I was like, is he asking me if I think it's a bad idea?
Bad idea, right?
I was like, I don't know. Is
basically, it's very, how do you do, fellow teens, when I listen to it. It's like 10 Things I Hate About You soundtrack. It's very...
7 Things I Hate About You, bop.
That, too. It's, you know, sort of like teen angst, Gen Z. It's good. It's fun. But Olivia Rodrigo does make me feel old. So I don't dabble too deeply.
Yeah. Are you experiencing that now in your life? Where,
yes.
Yeah, Gen Alpha is teens now.
Yeah.
And Gen Z is like mid-20s. So they're having their quarter-life crises.
That's true.
I'm like, been there.
And we're having our half-life crises.
Yeah.
Haven't dyed my hair yet, but I will.
No, me neither.
I'll get there. No, that's fine. I feel like it's cyclical and it was destined and it's generational and I feel the tide's turning and we're getting older.
Yeah, it's fine.
Let them have it. Let them have their Olivia Rodrigo. I'm also really at peace, and I saw this as a hit tweet the other day, of like letting, you know, hit things in for 20-year-olds be for them and not feeling like I also need to be included anymore.
Right.
I'm really fine with it. I see what Olivia's doing. It does make me feel old.
I know.
I'm like, okay, I'll just be here.
Yeah, like sometimes I'll think of a mashup and I'm like, oh, this would have gone off at the Ritz in like 2012.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's fine.
It is fine. Oh, 2 things I forgot to put on here. Shout out to Miss Tuvalu Tovlo, if you're nasty. Elevator Eyes from the deluxe edition of Dirt Femme is out now. If you want to dive into the, and including the No One Dies From Love extended version, the video version, which should have been the original version anyway, that's on there too. So Miss Tuvalu's Elevator Eyes, a chill bop with some eye-opening lyrics about being in a jacuzzi.
Oh, hot.
Literally hot. There's the Troye Sivan Rush extended version that came out.
Oh.
Which should be the album version, I feel like.
It smells like Rush in my apartment.
It does. I feel the Rush.
Yeah.
And what else?
Oh, I wanted to give a shout out. Like, no one cares, but it's the end of the episode, so it's fine because everyone trails off anyway.
Uh-huh.
Dom Dalla and Nelly Furtado's mashups that they did live.
Oh, yeah.
At Lollapalooza. It was a combo of Satisfaction and Maneater, and then Take It and Give It to Me. We're blended together.
Wow.
And she performed them live.
Yeah.
It was so fucking good.
Ugh, love it.
I need these on streaming immediately. I like responded to his Instagram story like he would ever see it.
That's nice. One day he might.
Right? And then it's going to go back and it's going to be like 8. Bop, 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 Slade.
God.
Miracle Maker, though. Mm-hmm. I've been really getting back into that. Oh, it's so fucking good. I really feel like if I ever grew to like the level of Dom Dalla, I would do that, but with Heidi Montag.
Yeah, that is what you would do with that platform for sure.
I'll be your bond tonight, night, night. And I was like, that's what do you like. Oh, the things that could have been.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway.
Shake tits and go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're probably going to go do that outside of this apartment because.
Yeah, I need to open the windows up.
Gonna open the windows.
Fans on.
Shake fans and go crazy because, yeah.
Yeah.
The fumes.
I feel the rush.
You got you, gal.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you for joining us for another episode. The conversation continues over on the after show, which is available on patreon.com/.
Legends only.
For $5 a month, you can support us directly, get access to the after show, which comes after every main episode. There's also the icons here, which has the icon live chats and dedicated Discord channels where you can interact with us in real time, as well as the community of people on our Discord.
Yes. Thank you so much to everyone.
That was improv. Wow.
We've got it down to a fine science.
Yeah.
Much like the chemical reactions happening in this apartment.
This can't be good.
No.
Like,
no.
They're actually, oh my God, I should call 311, file a lawsuit.
Hot.
Just be like, the bikers are not following the stop signs and someone's going to kill me by painting fumes. Although the apartment looks so good. It I went in yesterday.
Yeah. I saw a little peek.
They got all brand new hardwood floors.
Just looks pop stunning. In and be like me next.
Ooh.
Yeah. Got any extra paint?
Oh my God, literally.
Things to consider. Mm. Well, thank you everybody for joining us.
Yeah.
And we will wait. Yep.
We'll see you in the after show.
Yeah.
And until next week.
We will.
Nothing major is happening. Well.
Well.
Clink, clink, baby. Tuesday, I'm predicting.
We'll see.
Clink, clink, round four. Sorry. This is a classy podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, until okay,
bye. Next time, we will.
See you.
Soon.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.